And now over to Somalia, where U.S. military forces have launched airstrikes against the leader of the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militants. Somalian officials have reported that the Americans carried out a major airstrike targeting a gathering by senior al-Shabaab officials, including their leader, Abu Zubayr. The Pentagon has confirmed that an operation was carried out. Abu Zubayr is often used name for Shabaab Supreme Commander Ahmed Abdi Ghadane, listed by the U.S. State Department as one of the world's eight top terror fugitives. The Takfiri militant group is responsible for a number of terrorist attacks in and around Somalia. It's currently estimated to have around 6,000 members. Dale McKinley, political analyst and activist, joins us now to give us more on that story. Sir, I'd like you to weigh in on the events that have taken place regarding this story. Specifically over how Somalia has also stated that U.S. military forces were in fact involved in the launches and strikes against the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab fighters.
Well, yes, I don't think it comes as too great a surprise that the United States has once again chosen a military option, which is seemingly its preferred choice when trying to deal with conflicts that are much more than simply so-called terrorist threats. Somalia and the history there and U.S. involvement obviously goes a long way back, and I think the United States' action, in particular on this bombing, is designed to shore up a fairly shaky Somalian government, which is having problems legitimizing itself across the entirety of the Somalian territory. But more than that, I think it plays out into the larger geopolitics of the United States in the region, which is to continue to choose the military option, as it has in particular in other parts of the Middle East, when confronted with social, political, and economic problems that go much deeper than as I said, a so-called terrorist threat.
McKinley joining us on the line from Johannesburg.